Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Grace Choi joins us. She is the newly minted director of the University of Nevada Reno Innovation Center for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Grace Choi. She's the director of the University of Nevada Reno Innovation Center. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
You have an interesting history. You have a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering from the University of Texas at Austin. What's a chemical engineer doing in economic development?
So chemical engineers are actually very versatile. They're in a lot of different industries. They're in biotech industry, they're in chemical processing, they're in food industry. So my career took a lot of different turns. When I first got out of school, I actually did technical work related to chemical processing. And then I moved on to on the business side and eventually came to Nevada and was recruited to go to the governor's office for economic development. That's how I ended up in economic development.
Okay, what projects did you look at while you were at GOED?
So I was the director of manufacturing technology. What we were trying to do is really help the Nevada industry in manufacturing to help them adopt new technology, Industry 4.0, you may have heard the term. There's going to be a lot of automation, digitization of the industry. We're also looking at trying to bring in technology firms to Nevada to help diversify the economy.
And it's been interesting because manufacturing has gone down slightly in the United States in general. But in Nevada, it's come back very strong in a way that has surprised, I think, everybody in that industry.
I think we have to give credit to organizations like EDON and other regional development authority that work very closely with GOED to recruit company from really all over the country. And Nevada is a great place for manufacturing. One, we have the land. The cost of doing business is relatively lower than some of the other regions. And we have the workforce. And also, I think for some of the industry like baking, industrial baking, food manufacturing, you wouldn't think about Nevada as being a great place, but the dry climate is actually great for that kind of manufacturing.
And it's interesting that you say workforce because, you know, we're struggling with under 4% unemployment, which is literally zero unemployment because there are so many people that can't be employed, that we have the base, you feel, for expanding this industry.
So if you look at manufacturing workforce, we have as a problem nationwide of getting young folks going into manufacturing, because manufacturing tomorrow, or even today, is not manufacturing 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Sure.
There's a lot more automation. The skill required are not taught at schools for a long time. So what GOET has done is set up programs at community colleges like TMCC, like Western Nevada College, to really train the next generation of manufacturing technicians. And so the workforce development is a big piece, part of this diversifying Nevada. It's not just recruiting companies here, but also train the workforce in order to go into the manufacturing industry.
And I presume the same thing is happening down in Las Vegas, because our program is statewide.
Yes. And I think nationwide, we see all different regions and states are developing manufacturing programs to address that need.
What we're seeing, for example, with the building industry, construction industry, and also with automotive repair industries, is they're pitching it now to high school kids saying, hey, you don't need to go to college to be able to move forward in our industries. You can make a great living. By the way, you're not a grease monkey anymore. These are computer jobs. Is that the same way that you're pitching?
Yes. I did not get involved in the K-12, but there are a lot of organizations out there that are doing that. That's exactly right, because the manufacturing tomorrow, it's not about grease monkeys. It's about going into a manufacturing line that you have to know how to use the computer. You have to be able to repair these automated equipment. So the skill that are necessary is very different than what it was 20 years ago. And also, I think for decades, this country did not focus on getting high school students into manufacturing to a vocational school, a two-year college for that reason. It's about going to four-year college. Now we're finding that a lot of these manufacturing jobs, we can take high school students, go through these manufacturing pathway programs at community colleges and be able to get a job after that.
So you're comfortable that even with the growth that's coming, that we're going to be able to raise up enough students into the system?
So workforce at 3.5% unemployment is a challenge for every industry. At 3.5% unemployment, basically, is full employment. Everyone who wants a job has a job. So retention is really important. And I would say that if you train someone to go into an industry and get a job at a company, it's very important for that company to continue to develop that person as part of the retention program. It really should think about career development and not just a job. And so human resources really is one of your biggest asset at companies.
And it seems to me that companies like Tesla and Switch, et cetera, are reaching out not only to the workforce, but they're reaching out to universities and community colleges to say, hey, these are the people that we're going to need. These are the programs you're going to need to put in place to train people. It seems like we're changing, and in a positive way, I think, the way that we're teaching to be able to accommodate the jobs that will be there.
Yes, so I think both two-year and four-year colleges serve a role, and they're a somewhat different role. So a lot of the manufacturing job does not need a four-year degree. The manufacturing technicians, including supervisors on assembly line or process line, the two-year college, I think it provides a great training for that. But you also need a four-year degree engineers to be able to do a lot of the architecture, design, really engineering type of work. So I think both four-year and two-year colleges and four-year universities really provide that workforce training. And it really is a portfolio type of workers.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I wanted to say that one great model is in Germany. So Germany, at a high school level, they were divide the students into a two-year vocational school versus four-year, and depending on their aptitude and their desire, what they want to be when they get out of school.
And the same thing in Britain. I mean, when I was growing up as a kid, when you hit 16, you had to make a decision. Either you were going to work towards mm-hmm. the possibility of getting into university, or you were going to go into some vocation, or you're just going to get a regular job. So this has been around for a while, but it's really changing the mindset of the American people where, you know, four-year college is not necessarily for everybody. All right, let's take a break. More with Grace Choi when we come back.
Tamara
Merritt Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Grace Choice. She's the director of the University of Nevada Reno Innovation Center, and powered by Switch, I should point out. You were talking earlier about EDON and the other economic development authorities. They are doing an incredible job. They have companies backed up at this point. In fact, the governor's office at this point has put a temporary brake on incentives, and I saw Mike Kazmiri of EDON making a comment the other day that he was concerned that he has businesses in the pipeline that want to know, you know, what are the incentives that we're going to have moving forward. I have a feeling that once a new executive director, a permanent one, is appointed, that that program will go back into place. But do you have concerns about, and I'm a pro-growth person, let me point that out, but do you have concerns that we have too much business coming to Nevada at this point, at both ends of the state?
So I think both GOED and EDON and all of us trying to do is bring high-wage jobs here. And high-wage growth is good for economic development, also require high-skill workers. So I'm not concerned about too many businesses. I think business will come here and they will make their business decision based on a whole host of reasons. But the focus of what we should be doing is bring high-wage jobs.
And when you say high-wage jobs, what kind of range are you talking about?
So I think the statewide average wage is around $20-$21 per hour. So we want it to be higher than that.
And so what do you think, 30 plus?
Certainly for technology-based job, it will be 30 plus or more. And so my focus in the Innovation Center, we're trying to build a scalable company to really drive the innovation-based economy, and it will be higher wage jobs.
It's fascinating to look at the Bay Area and Silicon Valley, which Nevada has done, especially Northern Nevada, for decades, looking at it with envy. Mm-hmm. And now our dream has come true, which is the companies are tired of the traffic, they're tired of the pricing of housing, where a junky home is over $1 million. And by the way, that's the same kind of pricing you're seeing in London, for example, in neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. A regular house is $1 million. It's insane that people can even afford that. It seems that there are less and less reasons for people to want to stay in the Bay Area and more reasons to come to Nevada. Is that the same thing that you're seeing?
Yes, we're definitely seeing that. And especially for young companies, if they just raise a round of financing, it just lasts longer in Nevada. Why pay, $10, $12, per square foot of office space and have all your money goes to real estate. And we are seeing entrepreneurs moving here exactly for that reason. But we're also seeing companies where they may keep their senior management and the very core R&D team in the Bay Area, but have the rest of operations here. And so I think that's going to continue. If you look at the history of the Bay Area, every time there is a mass exit of some sort, they will go to Seattle, Portland, and then Austin and Utah. Well, all these states and cities are also recruiting these companies. But I think it is Nevada's turn, especially Reno. And I think it's something that was really discovered in recent years, and we don't really have to give the Reno 101 story anymore. And people are coming here.
It's been phenomenal, and you know, you're seeing people coming here. For example, Whitney Peak, the hotel in Reno, it's a non-smoking, non-gaming mm-hmm. hotel that probably would have barely survived 20 or 30 years ago and is thriving because companies would rather have their management people stay there mm-hmm. than they would you know, in a regular casino, just because that's more the lifestyle that they lead. Is lifestyle a big part of this, and is Reno changing fast enough to deal with this?
So I actually think lifestyle, quality of life is a plus here in Reno, is one of the draws. So personally, I move here because I love the outdoors, I love the mountains. And it's still a medium-sized city, we don't have the traffic. So quality of life and lifestyle and the arts and culture here. It's just amazing how much art and culture we have for a city of this size. So I think that's actually one of the pluses, the attributes that we actually use in recruiting.
When people look, now of course there's a huge debate going on in Northern Nevada about the cost of housing. Mm. But for people coming from the Bay Area, they gotta be laughing at that discussion.
It is cheap for the Bay Area, but it's also a concern for Nevadans here. They're trying to find affordable housing, and that is something I'm sure Edon has talked about and
multiple times.
Yeah, yes, so that would be a challenge, and that's the growing pain that we have to face.
But isn't the answer to that regional development in the sense that places like Fernley, Fallon, Yerington, you know, in the Bay Area, a 2 to 3 hour commute is not unusual mm-hmm. because of the cost is so expensive mm-hmm. to get to Mountain View, for example. And so, and you're seeing, for example, with Tesla, that they're putting carpool sharing groups together and buses together to be able to get their workers to and fro. Shouldn't we be seeing some kind of regional transportation so that less expensive areas can be developed and therefore provide the housing, and that will be acceptable to people coming from high-cost, long-travel areas like the Bay Area?
I think so. I think the earlier we do that kind of planning, the better it is. We've seen boomtown all over the U.S. that did not do that kind of planning ended up to have major traffic problems. If you look at the Bay Area, the BART system only goes so far,
right.
And it's a major fight to extend beyond certain areas. But the other thing that's happening in the Bay Area in the last 10 years is companies like Google, like Facebook, and others have their own corporate buses that really take folks from, you know, 1-2 hour commute. And if you take the Google bus, for example, the employees get on the bus, they have the Google Wi-Fi, the Google server, they can start working.
Right.
And it's really, you know, it's productivity.
Yeah, and I have to say that when I fly by plane places, mm-hmm. even if it's a 10-hour flight, I'm watching the movies. I'm not working, I'm sorry. Let's take a break. More with Grace Joy when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me?
I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Grace Choi. She's the director of the University of Nevada Reno Innovation Center. So for those that are not aware, explain what the Innovation Center is and why it has this funny spelled name.
So the Innovation Center is a facility that's supported by UNR. We have co-working spaces for startups and other organizations. They can have a fixed desk. They can have just open working space. But what differentiates us from all the other co-working spaces is that we have programs, we have support there, and we have a fabulous maker space, which has 3D printers, a machine shop, and fully staffed, so people can go in there and do product development, prototyping. And we also have a lot of entrepreneurial service organization that come in, do mentoring, workshops. So it really is a community. Right now we have over 200 members and about 75 organizations. I would say out of the 75, about 43 are actually startups, mostly in the early stage.
And where's the financing coming for these groups that are working? Is it angel funds in the Bay Area? Where's the money coming
from? For the companies? Mm-hmm. So these companies range from very early stage, friends and family money, they're bootstrapping, to companies that have raised one or two seed rounds of financing from local angel investors or seed groups.
I would imagine that big companies are also looking at the Innovation Center at these companies and stalking the organization to see what ideas they can come in and take these companies out, maybe purchase them or help fund them beyond where they are now. Would that be accurate?
So I think depending on the company, and we also have what we call a technology or startup accelerator program, and when we bring these cohorts of startup here, we do exactly that, customer engagement. We try to introduce them to the local industry to see if the industry can participate in pilot programs or eventually become that first customer, which is so important to startups, or potentially even put in some funding for the company.
Where do you see the Innovation Center in 5 years?
That's a great question. I think if this entrepreneurial activity continue to grow, because I think we have a more vibrant entrepreneurial community and ecosystem than say 5 years ago, and if we continue to grow, we're going to run out of room. We could use more space. Right now we already have a waiting list for company wanting to use our space. So I don't have a glass ball, but I think my vision is I'm hoping that this will be a really vibrant ecosystem where all the different elements are connected and there will be access to capital and there will be a lot more entrepreneurs that are experienced and can be role models
to
others.
Did you say excess of capital?
Access to
capital.
Yeah.
Okay.
Funding.
I was going to say, if there's excess capital,
no.
I will be knocking on the door and saying, "Hey, where's our cut?" Do you see an expansion into rural Nevada, into southern Nevada?
So I think that's our hope. Even though Innovation Center is not directly related to any rural program at this point, but we do have Startup NV, which is a statewide incubator that is based in the Innovation Center, and they're looking actually developing a rural entrepreneurial program.
It seems to me that the Lake Tahoe area, especially Incline Village, mm-hmm. would be ripe for this kind of thing. A, you've got mm-hmm. the funding up there if people can access it.
And B, it's a gorgeous area, and telecommuting would be so easy to do from there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are seeing a startup company from all around the lake, from Truckee to Incline Village to other places. And in fact, there's the Tahoe Startup Showcase. So there are definitely activity. In terms of capital funding, so Sierra Angel, which is based in Incline Village, we have a connection with them. So they're also looking at startups in Reno, Nevada, as well as maybe other areas, because I think their investment region is quite wide, including California.
Michael Milken has been, and his associates, have been funding a lot of the projects in Northern Nevada as far as construction, homes, shopping centers, Park Lane Mall, Ranchera. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing an interest from those folks into doing things in what you're doing as well?
Not yet. I may approach them.
Well, they certainly appear to have the money to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for coming on. I mean, a lot of things to fire at you when you've only been in the job a few weeks. But a pleasure to have you on the program, and we look forward to having you come back.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everywhere is Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.